This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, I mean her, Victoria Keelan, I mean her, Kara Schillen, yes, and Jennifer, who is under the weather again, she'll be better by Monday, I'm sure, has the watch care of people who love her. One of the things, as I start this program every day, and I've already started, Victoria's starting now, but I think that it is important to give thanks for what you have that's good. And I am very thankful, as I look upon, most of us look upon our blessings at this time of year, maybe more than we do during the rest of the year, but to have met Victoria, for example, this year is a very cool thing, and to have her on the program is
likewise.
Very cool. Yeah, well, thank you. So when I think about or reflect on the fact that this program has such a, or the, as it matures, it continues to change and reflect what's going on in the world of radio, the world of America, the world that we live in. It pleases me to know that this is one of the four longest running radio programs ever in the history of national or syndicated radio. And it's a humbling thing to think about it. So maybe that's why I don't think about it much. Okay, you're only as good as your work today. So let's get to work. The Siberian Express, which you are feeling in New York right now, Victoria, which Kara is feeling right now in Washington, which listeners are feeling in Florida, and pretty much every place else across the country, with the exception of California. That's it. Everybody else is in a cold spell. The snow is piling up. Matter of fact, three people were killed in a 40-car pileup yesterday afternoon in Michigan. Oh. The snowy conditions there, the blast of cold air, the Great Lakes are really... This storm is kind of stuck at the moment. It slowed down to a crawl and therefore will not get to us here on the East Coast until probably Saturday night, Sunday sometime. It won't have 2 feet of snow, but there are places right now that are under 2 feet of snow. And these winter weather advisories, hello, wait a minute, winter doesn't start till the 21st of December. What's the big idea? What are you doing to us?
Can we go back to the beginning of December when it was still like 60-something?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. November was the warmest
wonderful.
For a long time. Last December, you know, people say, oh, look at this, it's terrible, and we have global warming is causing the cold. Now it's not, it's the time of year. And there are anomalies that happen. It's not always going to be the same. Wouldn't it be horrible? I mean, we do have this thing that we call the rotation. The Earth goes around the sun every 365 and a quarter days. We have the moon that goes around our planet every 28 and a quarter days. And then you look out at not only what's in our solar system, but in this galaxy and all of the other planets. I mean, the world is so balanced. It's too bad we can't get it. We can't get it right because the world is balanced. And even if there seems to be an irregularity, if you understand the course of our historical emergence, that is the planet, these things have been going on and they will continue to go on long after we're gone. This planet has only seen, according to some scientific studies, about For depending on what you read, who you read, what you understand, this planet may have only, at this point in its existence, had 4% of its potential life and in the 4.5-5 billion years it's existed. So if you figure that out, and who knows, you know, these are people that we don't know what really happened when the, you know, the speculation is that out of nothing came everything.
Right.
And that goes back perhaps as far as 19 to 20 to 24 billion years. But how can we even imagine that? How can we think of nothing becoming something? Always in our experience, something comes out of something.
Right.
And so, you know, you look ahead. So if it's 5 billion years, let's say, is 4 to 5% of its life, so you multiply that times 20, and that would lead us to believe that the planet has 80 billion years of life and 75 billion left in
its
life.
Well, yeah,
what
it's a beautiful planet. I mean,
what,
you know.
What are you going to be doing?
What, I would like
song
to think
or something?
I'm going to be hanging around somewhere.
Yeah, doing something in
yeah.
some way, shape, or form in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just am reflective of how many silly stories I've seen in the past 14, 15 hours about the polar vortex or the Montreal Express or whatever the heck you want to call it, and what people do. People, the first snowstorm of the season, let's get down to practicality. The first snowstorm of the season is always a disaster because people forget how to drive.
True.
When the roads are impassable or not, you know, properly cared for, or even if they are. There's this thing. The other morning when I was driving back to the studio from the house, it was 30 degrees and there was black ice on the highway in a few places. I felt it under the car. And so you just act accordingly. You use your head.
Did you swerve? Did you...
No, I just felt
feel.
It a little. I have a four-wheel drive vehicle, so it better holds the road
right.
under those circumstances. And each wheel, the way the car is engineered, each wheel is on its own. So, excuse me, it can compensate, frankly, for what's going on the road. Sort of
yeah.
the next extension of the ABS brake system. That's what the ABS brake system was developed so that if you hit an ice patch, not all of the wheels would hold equally.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, if there's a something happening under the car, it reads that and lets the brake off on that wheel so that there isn't constant braking and you can better survive if you are driving in a controllable fashion. If the car is driving, if you're going too fast, you're not going to do anything to stop.
Right.
What the eventuality is, if you're on a patch of ice or snow or something, it's just not. So, and that's what how all these crashes that happened, you'll see reports all weekend long from all over the Midwest and all over the East Coast of these crazy pileups, 40, 50, 60, 70. I remember last year, I think it was Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is a treacherous road, no matter
yes.
whether the road is good.
I've been on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. You're right. It is.
And
the trucks that go like 100 miles an
yeah.
hour, I mean, it's really scary.
And with black ice, the... Braking, like slamming on the brakes is one of the like
stupidest
worst
things you can do,
right?
Yeah.
And then all of these, and I never understand how this happens every single year in the Midwest, because you would think, okay, if you're driving on the road and you can't see anything.
Well, they are, because we forget about it. We over the good weather.
Yeah,
forget.
You see videos, because somehow it's like once the crash starts, people will be on the side and someone will take video, or a helicopter will have video of it. And it's like over and over again, people just slam into the back of each other and everybody seems to be going like 75
yeah.
miles an hour,
and
then
right.
they slam
else,
on
Sarah,
the brakes, and then it makes it worse because
the thoughtlessness of people who are not—they're just thinking about themselves. I got to get there. I'm in a hurry, and that goes for sometimes the truck drivers. I get
yeah.
annoyed when I'm on roads like 76 because the drivers of these trucks who are getting to the next destination—they pass you, and with that comes all the slush and all of the trash and garbage that's on the road. And it, you know, you can be overpowered by the wind and the material that comes off of the truck. If
yeah, believe me, when I drive in the
weapons.
Morning and yeah. there's not that many people around, those trucks, there's a lot of trucks out and they're going
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, they are, because there aren't a lot of people around. That's
mm-hmm.
why they're going
yeah.
fast, because they can. And that's okay if the road conditions are good, but if the road conditions are not good, every year you see, I have imprinted in my mind, and I bet everybody will remember this from a couple of three winters ago, there was a video of a FedEx truck going down a highway, and I think it was in Colorado, and the driver just loses it, and it was a tandem trailer. So it takes, he slides and takes the whole road with him, and you see the truck going down the road sideways with the two trailers and the tractor headed back until he gets to a bridge, and then just it crashes into the bridge because it can't fit through there. And that's a very vivid vivid way of reminding yourself that this time of year requires more time, more stability, more sensitivity. You need to be more responsible and not be selfish.
And just slow down. And you know what another huge problem is? And I know I sound like a grandma
another
here.
Another wreck in Lansing and Erie, Pennsylvania, by the way. My God.
And how many of those do you want to bet there were people texting while they're driving?
Well,
because
of
that
course.
Happens all the time. So yep. If it's now that we're getting into the winter, please stop texting. It can wait.
We are heard in Perrysburg, the western part of New York, and I have a report from Perrysburg this morning that 4 inches of snow fell in 1 hour there last night. They have over a foot on the ground in Perrysburg. So anybody's got a weather report, why don't you follow us on Twitter? You can send info or comment at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, or send me an email if you want to do it the old way, Doug@DougSteffen.com. 18 minutes past the hour. It's a feathery Friday.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else. For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Feed
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A bay of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Well, as you know, traditionally, at Christmas time, as much Christmas music as we can fit into the conversation, I think, is appropriate. And so with our music portion of the hour, we start with, I believe, in Father Christmas, Greg Lake with Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a sigh at night.
Goes back to 1975, at the height of the popularity of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. And still, every year returns to the holiday music scene. This was number one for 3 weeks in a row in 1975, December of 75. So Greg Lake, former lead singer of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, who passed away this week at the age of 69. He was battling cancer. Earlier this year, Emerson died. Didn't he have cancer, too? Don't I remember that?
I don't remember. I don't really know anything about these guys.
Really?
Wow. I mean, I know the name, but I don't know.
All right, so then let's play play a bit of Lucky Man. Maybe Victoria will recognize the song.
What a lucky man.
You know this song?
Yes, I know this, yep.
Okay. All right. So, a leg, getting a leg up on what went on in the 70s, especially. These guys, you know, were together. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. There was actually Emerson, Lake, Palmer, Emerson, Lake, and Powell. Originally, two of them, I think. I think it was Emerson and Lake who were with King Crimson. I don't hold me to that, but I believe that's in my memory. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. But he went out on his own after the group broke up in the 80s. Had three albums that did very well. I think he played bass most of the time. In the court of King Crimson, in the wake of Poseidon, a couple of the albums that came out from King Crimson. These guys had it together. They're album in November of 1970, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, was a very big hit. And they had 9 more studio albums for the next 20 years. They were very active on the Billboard charts. In 1974, Welcome Back, My Friends, to the show that never ends.
They sang this?
Yeah. This
okay, bad. I'm going to sound really dumb. I always thought this was The Who.
Really?
Always. I would have bet money on it that this song was by The Who. Because doesn't it sound like Roger Daltrey?
A little. Well, crank it up a little. Let me write it. I got to remember it. Lucky man, I remember this one. It's a little softer than The Who.
I think the backing instruments, though, with that, like, keyboard, that kind of sounds like The Who to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, these people all borrowed
today.
From each other. What did you learn?
That song that I've always thought was The Who is not The Who.
Oh, okay. And we're talking about contemporaries. These guys are around in the music business together. The Who, very English, though. And Emerson, Lake and Palmer, quite American, I think, when you get down to the roots of it. But this, yeah, I can see where you might confuse it a little bit. There's just a really...
By the way, Emerson, Lake and Palmer are British.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer are British?
Yeah.
How did I think for all these
so
years?
So you learned something, too.
I did learn something. I didn't know anything about Palmer, frankly, but Emerson and Lake, I always thought were both American. Isn't that interesting? And now I think about it, I've never heard him talk. All I've ever heard him do is think. Ah, so there we are. Yes, we've all learned something here. Isn't that a good thing? The passing of Greg Lake at the age of 69, 28 after the hour.
Doors don't stay open forever. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when we're presented opportunities, we freeze. We freeze as in we don't make any decision at all. But, and this is important to understand, no decision is a decision. Doors will open for you throughout your entire life, but they won't stay open forever. So decide. Either go through the doors or don't. But don't stand in the doorway unless you're prepared to realize that standing in the doorway is a decision itself. Make decisions, because the decisions you make aren't wrong, they're just the decisions you make right now. Learn from them. Whatever the result, learn from every decision you make. For help making decisions, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Howdy doody! 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The story of the day for me is John Glenn's passing. For me, he was not only a war hero, but as an astronaut, he set the tone. He set the pace. I remember his smiling face when he got off. He was the first American to orbit the Earth. You'll remember. And then he went on for, 24 years? I think he was in the Senate. At the age of 95, passed away yesterday. But of all the things I remember, it was that smile on his face when he got out of the capsule after the first experience. He, at his age, at 95, men get prostate cancer. And he had a stroke, I think, a couple of years ago. I had a heart valve replaced. But he was 95, had a wonderful life. A true American hero. in my, he's the kind of person that sets the tone for leadership that we miss at the moment. From my experience, other people may have different ideas. He was a Marine, a pilot, flew in 149 combat missions in World War II and in Korea. His nickname,
because Senator from what state?
Ohio. Yeah, he was called Old Magnet Ass because
very weird nickname.
He was very good and a fighter pilot. He drew enemy fire and then kept flying and got around. One of the experiences I remember reading about, the back end of his plane got blown off, and he still made it. He was considered to be a very lucky pilot, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But the legend of this guy and his leadership abilities, I suppose Semper Fi is appropriate for those who were Marines. But when he went into space in 1962, he really created something. He had more charisma. Alan Shepard, who was the first American to go into space, Glenn first to orbit, had no charisma whatsoever. None. He was like peanut butter.
That's why I don't even know that name.
Alan Shepard?
Nope, never heard of it.
Yeah, a lot of people won't remember him.
I know
him.
Buzz and
Buzz
John
Aldrin.
Glenn.
Yeah, right.
Aldrin Neil Armstrong.
It was sort of almost the next generation. The one thing that these people all have in common, interestingly enough, is that they were found by a guy who really became a very good friend of mine and is still. Leadership at in this era, in the 50s and the 60s, when we were looking for leadership, it was like they were falling off of trees. People were so well educated or well attuned or well fit for this. The guy's name I'm talking about is Jay Honeycutt, who started with a program when he was right out of college. He was a contemporary of all these. Jay's in his early 80s now. He worked his way up and ran the shuttle program, and then he ran Cape Kennedy for 4.5 years. And, in that way, I got to meet a lot of these guys. And I remember meeting John Glenn and thinking, what a modest guy. But you could still tell by looking into his eyes, he was very determined. And you don't do stuff like this if you don't have whatever that fire is in your belly, whatever that determination is. He was a guy, and the lesson here is that if you set your mind on doing something and you really are committed to doing it, you'll get it done. Thoughts are things. He wanted Glenn, when he was admitted into the program, said to Jay, I want to be the first guy to orbit the Earth. Hello? Who was the first guy to orbit the Earth? John Glenn. And he wanted to be in the, he did want to continue to serve when he got out of the astronaut corps. And very popular in his hometown and in Ohio. It was easy for him, although I think he ran once or twice and didn't win. He was friends with President Kennedy because of, obviously, being the first guy to go around the Earth. But they became friends before Kennedy died. Let's think about it this way. I'm off on a toot here, but I think this means something to a lot of folks who are listening. When we think about heroes, there aren't many left. And here we are this week celebrating or acknowledging World War II with that guy that was, 103 years old that went over to Pearl Harbor. See pictures of him all over the place in his uniform. This is a guy who was married to the same woman for 73 years. So that in and of itself is something. I found him to be, I may not have agreed with him politically on everything, but that's, you can, don't you look beyond that when you look at a man and or a woman or a person, aren't they more than just whatever their political reality is? Here was a guy that was a real, genuine hero.
It's nice that you have so many fond memories of him, and I'm sure so many people
do. Well, I do of the program, and this is something that I'm hoping for. I've been disgusted, frankly, by the last two administrations, the way they've cut the NASA budget and just gored the program. There was really no excuse for us to stop the shuttle program. There are a couple of the space capsules in the space shuttles that probably needed to be retired, but there were a couple that had more missions in them. and it was summarily decided by Bush, not by Obama. He could have changed it, and he didn't. But Bush just said, no, we're not going to stop. Cut the money out for that. And it was a stupid...
See, now some people make the argument that, now it's opened up to private people like Elon Musk
who
can
true.
Take the program even further. So
no question about that. But we still had a lot of people who were very smart, who were dedicated to the program that could work hand in hand. And they went to the private sector. I'm sure those who still had it in them, they've gone over to work for either Branson or for Elon Musk or there's one other.
There's another one. I forget.
What's his face from Amazon? Doesn't he have some stuff?
Oh, that's right.
What's Bezos, is that his name?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Bezos. Jeff Bezos or whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
Anyway, so.
Amazon needs to rule space as well.
It was interesting to see Trump tweeting on this. And thankfully, not on other stuff. Today we lost a great pioneer of air and space in John Glenn. He was a hero and inspired generations of future explorers. I met him on two separate occasions, liked him, always liked him. He was an American hero. He was. He was an American. He was just plain different. And those two words maybe don't go together as well as they might, but he was. He was just plain different. And those are the kind of people that we need to cherish more. We have celebrated in the era of new communication, we celebrate sameness. And I think that that's a mistake. We need to be encouraging more people. I was at a school committee meeting in Framingham last night, listening to some people talk about, I'm sort of getting involved a little bit in the hiring of a new superintendent. And I was listening to
Well, that's good, giving your background of it being a teacher. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. I ran the search committee twice in 12 years when I was on the board at Heidelberg. I was the chairman of the search committee for a new president. And that's maybe because I'm a fairly good judge of horse flesh, as they say. And so in this circumstance, as I said, I shook John Glenn's hand once. And
you met him.
Guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this is the connection. I was fortunate through the years that I knew Jay to be around some of these people and go to launches. And Glenn, as a senator and somebody, I mean, he's always in the front row whenever there were launches. He was right there cheering them on. And so anyway, I reflect on it a bit. But I'm more reflective of it because of his status as a leader. And among us, we don't have. And maybe what I was saying, without saying it, Victoria, was the space program created leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And by cutting the budget of the space program in the political way that it was, we cut out a conduit for men and women to one of the conduits that we have in our country. There are lots of them, but this was a visible conduit. Look, we all remember Sally Ride. Don't we? I mean, everybody remembers who she was. And Christa McAuliffe, and you know, not just men, but the women who were a part of this program, and there are still a lot of women who are in these various programs.
Yeah.
And the leadership qualities that they instill are fabulous. And so that's what I take with me in thinking about what a swell guy Trump was. Good, Doug. Glenn was. Well, maybe he'll be saying the same thing about Trump someday. Anyway, John Glenn, American hero, 44 past the hour.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year, friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's, select styles, offer valid 12/6 or 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overage charges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay coverage and offer not everywhere. For discounted phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use tools apply. And data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 47 after the hour with DJV. I'm Doug Steffen, and happy Victoria is here and well, and wish the Jennifer were well. We wish her well. Send her a tweet, if you will, at Jennifer Horn, and suggest to her that the program is not the same without her, and if she had any gumption at all, she wouldn't get sick. You can tell her that. Tell her I said that. All right, let's focus on some people in the news today, including from the world of sports, Ezekiel Elliott. The problem with him in domestic violence. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys. What do they do with? They don't know. Well, that's the problem with these guys. They don't know what to do. What? It's so simple. Fire his ass.
He's the number one rusher in the league.
Okay,
he's not going anywhere.
That's why he's being treated differently than somebody else who might have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The league spokesperson said if any investigation indicates a violation of the personal conduct policy, the player or club would be held accountable once the entire process is completed. Conveniently, I'm sure that the process won't be completed until after the Super Bowl season.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly what I
The Cowboys saying. Could very well make it to the Super Bowl, so it'll be after that.
They're 11-1 on the season, and he's the leading rusher.
Yep.
He's also a jerk. Okay. Well, I don't know that, but I can hear these defenders. You don't know that. He hasn't been convicted yet, and he's innocent and proved. These guys are nothing but the same.
And this is why people continue doing the things that they're doing.
Yeah,
because
they're never
being reprimanded for it. And so when you feel like you can, I mean, they don't just feel like they can get away with anything. They know they can.
They know they can.
Of course they do. All right, speaking of that.
There are some good things, though, that athletes are doing, too.
There's plenty more good ones than bad ones. Yes. I don't want to, but you see, we get into this league. There's another story on Copernicus here. This is interesting. The 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. One of the commanders, I think this guy is in charge of the Pacific, Admiral Harry Harris, received a standing ovation for what he said about Copernic. His comments were tweeted out by the Department of Defense.
That's the very funny part of that story, and then they took it down.
Yeah. Right. What did he actually say?
He actually said something.
He said, paying tribute. Yeah, you can bet that the men and women that we honor today and those who died that fateful morning 75 years ago never took a knee and never failed to stand for the national anthem.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a shot.
Yep. Yeah. Colin Kaepernick.
A little jab at Kaepernick. Deservedly so. I mean, he's an individual, but stand up and take it like a man, pal. 10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The hour, and it's time for the top five items this week when it comes to technology. Actually, there's a 5A, and that is that I've just sent out my first tweet.
Which is a very big story, if not the biggest story of the week here. Doug is now on Twitter. You can follow him at Doug Steffen.
That's it.
All right, He's about to hit the button.
Yes, I hit the button right now, as a matter of fact. Here we go. There it is.
All right. How do you feel?
I have... Just accomplished something. Now I'm in the same league as Donald Trump. Wow.
You can tweet whatever you want.
All right. Top five items this week. Going from number five to number one, let's start with number five in technology.
Well, it's sort of not new news. It's fake news, and Facebook is trying to now fix the problem. Facebook, of course, was the biggest source of fake news throughout the entire election cycle. And so now they're asking its users to help combat fake news. You'll start to see questions when you click on a link. If you look in the news section, if you click on the link, you'll start to see questions pop up saying things like, to what extent do you think that this link's title uses misleading language? And it'll say things like, do you think this link's title withholds key details of the story? I mean, these are very involved questions that Facebook is trying to get to. The reason for that is they want to make sure that you're not a bot, so they want to make sure that you're an actual human, like that's the audience that they want. So you're reading the news, and you're commenting, and you're saying, I think this is fake, or I think this is real. So it's going to help their algorithm overall. But it's going to be a while before this is fixed. So in the meantime, I've been saying this for a year. I'll keep saying it. Don't get your news from Facebook. Just don't. Just go to a regular, reputable news site. End of problem.
That's right. DJV.com.
Right.
Number
exactly.
Four this week.
So Apple has wants everybody to know, especially with the holidays coming, and it's very tempting to buy little stocking stuffers, phone chargers, and battery packs and things like that for your iPhone accessories. Don't buy them on Amazon because 99% of them are fake. And Apple says it's not just a matter of buying counterfeit products. These are dangerous products. Apple did an independent study. They took 400 Apple chargers for various Apple devices that they found on Amazon. Out of the 400, 397 of them failed. In some cases, they caused electric shock. So, yes, it's a lot cheaper, but you literally might get an electric shock from it. So be careful.
Caveat emptor means the buyer beware, and that certainly applies here. Number three.
There's a new app that's gaining a lot of traction. It's called the Companion app, and it literally lets you and your friends walk each other home virtually at night. It's exploding in popularity on college campuses, which is a very good place for it to start. Tens of thousands of college kids are already using this, and five students from the University of Michigan actually developed this app, and it tracks your friend's journey via GPS on an online map. So when you're ready to go home, you open the app, you click the button. It sends multiple text messages to any of your friends and your contacts. Your mom could be one of them. So you have numerous people watching you in case someone's asleep or not paying attention. And when you get home, it lets all your friends know that you're home safely. It has some interesting safety things built into it. If your phone suddenly starts moving quickly, like you're running from something, it will automatically alert the police. And it's a very complex app, but I think that you're going to start to see more of these become even mandatory on college campuses, which is a great thing.
Number two this week in Tech Talk.
Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, and YouTube have joined together for the first time, which is really big. They issued a joint statement earlier this week that they are sharing a database of flagged terrorist content. Now, we know ISIS has been recruiting people via social media, and to have all four of these major players say that they're willing to work together and create a database and then hand it over to the government, this is huge. And we're hoping, you know, they're all hoping that the collaboration will lead to greater efficiency and that they'll be able to enforce their policies as well as pressing global issues of terrorist online content.
Number one.
The end of Google searches as we know it. And now, Doug, you're on Twitter. So earlier this week, you sent your first tweet.
The Earth will stop its rotation at 3 o'clock this afternoon because of this.
And now I'm going to get you to the next level. You can now not even go to Google to search. Google and Twitter have partnered. And all you need to do to search anything you want is you just tweet at Google and you put an emoji in. It's very lazy, admittedly, but I love it. I've already used it. It's fabulous. If you are anywhere in the world, you just tweet at Google with a pizza emoji, and it'll tell you all the pizza places right around you. Same thing goes for coffee, movies, anything you want. It's right. Amazing.
Another way to get lazier than you already are.
Yes.
How about let's get to the gym. At least don't bring your smart device with you when you go to the gym. Leave it at home. All right? There you go. That's my advice when it comes to exercise. We've got to keep our bodies as well as our minds in shape.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.